Breakfast with Rafilo Emoloto on Cape Talk.
Tiako Lise, Sportsperson of the Year, South African of the Year, together with the Springboks.
Dase, keep telling us who you think are the South Africans of the Year. And I quite like the emphasis of this discussion, particularly as we head into Trainspotting Thursdays. As I mentioned when we were talking to Abs, we are turning a positive light on this continent and our people, talking about the wins, the champions, and the people of the year. So it's not just Greta Thunberg, and it's not just Siya Kolisi, and all the other people that we are mentioning, although we definitely hold them in high regard. As you know, on Trainspotting Thursdays, we like to talk about the big trends that would affect how we approach business across the world, and we all know that positivity is one that is has a great impact on business. So welcome, Ryan, to Trainspotting Thursday.
Thank you for having me again.
I just want to, for the benefit of the listeners, why I'm stuttering. Are you working out?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, you every week you look a little bit more like cut.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, no. I'm trying going into summer.
All right. All right. Anyway, on positivity, focusing on the positives with respect to business or our people around the world, please tell us what your thoughts are.
Yeah, so today's topic is so great in that what we're actually starting to see over the last 12 months or so is really that Africa is rising.
Yep.
So I know that there's a lot of bad news out there and a lot of people are talking about load shedding and all those elements, but there is a lot of positives coming out of Africa. So from ingredients to aesthetics to sounds to people, the world is looking to Africa as this melting pot of creativity, and it's been so great to see the demand that they have. I think it was summed up best by Jack Dorsey, the founder of Twitter, who recently tweeted, "Sad to be leaving the continent for now. Africa will define this future, especially the Bitcoin one." Yeah. You know, so he's traveled across Nigeria, Ghana, South Africa, and Ethiopia, and he's left feeling this incredible positivity towards it. And we're just starting to see so much good news coming from the people of South Africa. Siya Kolisi being signed recently by Roc Nation Sports, right, which is huge. I mean, Miss South Africa winning Miss Universe. African music is just exploding. If you look at the search for Afro beats, it's just skyrocketed around the world.
Right.
You've got guys like WizKid, who's just collaborated with Drake. In fact, you've also got WizKid, who was the first African artist to sell at a solo show in London at the Royal Albert Hall.
That's right.
Yeah.
That was brilliant. And of course, the dominance of Afrobeats on the Lion King live action soundtrack.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, another thing that's also started to cool, you start to see, I mean, Spekboom, which is indigenous to the Eastern Cape, right, and obviously growing, having so many health benefits that Africans themselves have known about for years, but seeing that explode globally. But what was really interesting is they recently actually discovered that it actually could have a huge impact on reducing carbon emissions. So obviously all trees reduce carbon, but what we're seeing is that Spekboom actually is 2 to 3 times more effective, reducing around 4 tons of carbon emissions per hectare per year.
We've chatted about that. Our Cape Talk listeners love Spekboom.
Oh, yeah. No, it's amazing. Yeah. I was out on a farm recently and actually got to taste some, the raw leaf, and it's unbelievable in terms of its health benefits and this hunger for Africa, and specifically products coming out of that space.
So, I completely agree with you.
Yep.
Having covered the continent now for almost 2 decades, there's always one of these ramp-ups. Talk to me, please, in this particular ramp-up of Africa Rising. How do we harness this positivity so that we get the trademarks on Spekboom, not like what we had with Hoodia, and so that we get to actually get the benefits of the world, you know, enjoying our Afro beats? What are some of your thoughts about that?
So I think one of the biggest problems that we had in the past, which is now being corrected, is the level of our production, whether it be music, whether it be products, etc., were always designed for Africa, as an example. Now we're starting to see the world as an opportunity. So our production methods have increased significantly. The level of our music production, our TV production. I mean, Nollywood becoming the second biggest movie industry in the world. Yeah, it just overtook Hollywood recently.
Impressive.
So our production is significantly better, and we're becoming more aware of our ability to take our products to the world.
Right.
So previously we were only really worrying about South Africa. So we would trademark it for South Africa.
Yes.
Now we're actually starting, and this I think is the opportunity for business, is to, obviously the South African economy right now is difficult. And we're struggling and we have all the negatives, but there's this huge hunger for Africa from the world. So we're starting to actually see this opportunity that we can take our products at the quality that we're producing around the world and own it. So when you're looking for a trademark, look for a global trademark. Don't just look for South Africa.
What's nice about this idea is that in a time of scarcity of resources, money and other kinds of resources, ideas can never be short, right?
Absolutely.
And so what you're basically saying is harness the ideas and make sure that you own them fully.
Absolutely.
I love it. Trendspotting Thursdays is always a learning opportunity. What are some of the things that you are excited about? One of the things you actually mentioned, Shoma Jozi. I actually think she could vie for SA Person of the Year. The way she splashed on the scene with and gave John Cena his career back.
Yeah, listen, I mean, again, it's this African creativity is just huge, and Shaw, I think, symbolizes that in terms of the way she dresses. She's proudly African. The music she's producing is world class, and that's the element of is
and
when you have this belief.
Every single one of them in a language none of us, very few people understands,
absolutely.
But it travels across the world. Sorry, go ahead.
No, and that's exactly it. I mean, you're starting to, as I say, Nollywood. I mean, Nollywood is huge in Ghana, even though they don't necessarily understand the language, and so it's these African stories, these African beats, this African essence that people are embracing, and they love the positivity that comes out of our people. And so that's the opportunity that we have is if we embrace that positivity, I think that we can take on the world and kind of explode our essence into
love
that
it.
Space.
That requires us to embrace ourselves as much as the world embraces us, guys. So we need to stop using Eurocentric, American-centric, Asia-centric, I suppose, measures for ourselves. And what are the Afrocentric ones? How would you like to most celebrate us? Ryan McFadyen, of course, is the co-founder and head of strategy at Have You Heard? Thank you for this week's Trendspotting Thursdays. Your guns are distracting me.